Amen. Come on, lift your hands to Jesus and give him a good praise tonight. Come on, he's here with us tonight, just like he is on Sunday. Father, we worship you. We love you, Jesus. We love our communion and fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for being in this room. Thank you for listening. Thank you for receiving our worship tonight. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to get right into the word tonight. I don't know how long we'll stay in the word, but I'm telling you, so many things that I don't know how we get maybe a misunderstanding of it or teachings we've had over the years, but I just want to say the word is the word, and you've got to hold tight to the word, focus on the word, because we hear so much. I mean, you can go on the internet and you can see thousands of preachers a day or the word coming over the TV. On my TV at home, I get like 30 Christian channels, and I will be forever grateful for those. So there's all kinds of stuff. So we cannot, even in the word of the Lord, as well as the world, get distracted. Keep it right here, folks. Amen. Y'all better get with me tonight or I'll just keep here. We better stay focused. Amen. All right, let's just act like we're in here tonight. Okay. All right. I want to talk to you tonight about this very simple word. You all know it. It's already in your heart. You've seen it. You cut your teeth on it. Those of you that are Christians, you've been raised in the church, you're very familiar with what I'm about to give you. But Brother Rick's always asking me for a title. So, Rick, I'm making sure I've got it tonight. Bind the word to your heart. Bind this to your heart. All right, so let's go over to Joshua, Old Testament. Moses had just died, and God is speaking to Joshua. And I don't know, I kind of got a feeling when I saw this today, I thought, you know, I wonder if Joshua was getting that word while he was just writing it down. It seems like it. So let's look at Joshua, reading from the New King James Version. Joshua 1 and 8. But sometimes I think, you know, we hear so much about spiritual warfare. And we believe that spiritual warfare is between the believers, between the Christians and demons. We got to fight those devils. But most of us think that we think it just like that. We were raised on that. Spiritual warfare. Listen, in the 70s, in the 60s and the 70s, the spiritual warfare message was so heavy that many men of God themselves would rent airplanes and they would fly over San Francisco and say, we're going to cleanse San Francisco and we're going to get all the demons out in Jesus' name. There's just warfare on us. Now, there is warfare in the heavenlies. We know spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay, I'm not saying there's not. But I'm just saying, when Jesus went to the cross, you know good and well, he fought the devil one time, and he won the battle, how? With the word of God. It is written. That's just how he won the battle. So if he won the battle, we're still trying to fight it. So tonight I just feel like we need to get on past the point of spiritual warfare and go past the point of blessing. You know, for the past, I start to say 20 years, but I'll say even 20 or 30 to 40 years maybe, we've been caught right here at the blessing. Oh, my goodness, you guys. In the 80s, I guess. I know I'm aging myself tonight. But all the songs were, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. We are blessed. We got shelter, clothing, and strength. We are blessed. All those songs were good. But they were all about the blessing. But you and I live in very serious times right now. And we're thankful for the blessing. We need the blessing. In fact, for two mornings when I get up in my devotional, I've been singing showers of blessings. Showers of blessings we need. What does it say? Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. I said, Lord, I thank you for the mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the blessings. I thank you for everything you've given. But it's those showers of your anointing and your showers of the glory and the showers of your power and the showers of revival that we are calling for now. We must have a change, church. We just have to have it. So this word that I want to bring you tonight is saying, get this word, the word of Jesus, the word is him. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. We didn't have the New Testament, but now we have it. And now what you hold on your lap is the word of Jesus. It's his word, it's him, it's actually him. John said, "Whoo! We walked with him and we saw him, and he became flesh and he dwelt among men." And so here you've got this second of the Godhead, and you've got Jesus who became flesh and he just walked among men. And I mean, just flesh like a man. He just took on a whole body, was born as a baby, you know how it all went. But then he went away. And when he went away, he said, I'm going to talk. When he said, I'll pray, the old King James says, I'll pray to the Father, and he'll send you another comforter, just like me. He called the Holy Ghost a comforter. He also called him the Father's promise. And I will pray to him, and he will send him to you. Now, you all go wait for it. So they went up to the upper room and waited. But what I wanted to say, when the Holy Ghost came, he came in power, and then he put his anointing and his inspiration upon the 12, upon the disciples, and they became writers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the word we have, we know, was inspired from heaven and came down. So it is his word. So we have it to hold on to. But we are told in so many places to wrap that word around our hearts. Not only around our minds, because it can be right here. And if it never gets down 1 foot, about a foot, you know, if it all stays right here, we got to get it down to here into our spirit. Because when your spirit is fed the word of God, your spirit becomes strengthened and strong, and it can withhold any storm that comes your way. But if your flesh is fed the most, and you've been playing with the world and operating in the world, guess what happens? Your flesh becomes the strongest, and your flesh just wants to overpower you and take you down and make you think you are not an overcomer and you can never overcome anything. Somebody say, the devil is a liar. Sure he is. Well, so let's look over here to Joshua, because he talks to us. We've read it so often. Let's read it again. Joshua 1:8. Now, they didn't remember. They didn't have the Old Testament. They had the book of the law, which was the law of Moses that God gave him. The book of the law, this book of the law, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate, underline, if you have your Bibles open, in it. You shall meditate, underline, meditate in it. How long? Day and night. That you may, underline that word, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then, and he gives you three or four things right here, I didn't count them. But if you learn to observe all that's written, then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You will make your way. There's all kinds of ways out there. I mean, we can take the ways of the world and your own way and do what you think's right. But he said, if you will meditate on this law that God has given day and night, it'll make you prosperous and you'll have good success. And then he goes on to say, have I not commanded you to be strong and be of good courage and don't be afraid? Don't be dismayed or just want to hang it up and give it up. For the Lord your God is, underline it, where is he? With you, wherever you go. And then Jesus told his disciples over in John, he said, hey, I want to tell you all something. You know, God is with you, but when I leave, not only is he going to be with you, but he's going to be in you. He's in you. And aren't you glad we live in this day where he is in us? You wake up in the middle of the night. And one reason I'm bringing you this tonight is because I think three times this week I've heard this, and you've said it yourself, I've said it myself. I was talking to a businessman the other day, and he said, I swear, I don't think I slept all night. And I said, really? Why not? I shouldn't ask him that, you know? I shouldn't ask him. But he says, because I couldn't turn my mind off. I just couldn't shut my thinking off. My thinking just went on and on and on and on, and it just wouldn't stop. How many of you have ever been there, done that? So we just fill it up with too much stuff, and then you can't get the good things in. You can't, if you're filling it up with worry and stress and strife and whatever and worried about the day tomorrow, we just keep poking down negative things into our mind, and then it's too full to receive the beautiful things like that prosperous journey and that good success. And he said, I want you to be strong, and I want you to be encouraged. I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you afraid and worried and stressed out and thinking maybe I ought to just give up and walk away. That's not in God's plan for his people. Now, I'm not going to go into all these scriptures. Lord knows I could, because anytime you see meditate in Joshua, you don't see it many more times in Joshua, but you'll also see it in the book of Psalms. And when you see it, it's so funny, because when you see it in the book of Psalms in Joshua, you will see day and night connected to it. It's just like the three words go together, meditate, day, and night. So to meditate means to, okay, it means more than doing our devotional in the morning. Okay, every morning I read a chapter. That's all I do, is just read it, and I love it. And right now I'm in Leviticus, and it's the craziest thing. And every time I finish a chapter, I say, dear Jesus, poor old Moses, and God, how could you think so many things at once? I mean, you covered skin rash. If they got a skin rash, then kill an animal and do this, if they've sinned intentionally, well, you got to do this. And if they sin not knowing it, and if they feel guilty, then do this. And if they've got a disease, and it even said if they've got a sore on their leg and white hair is growing out of it. I'm like, oh my God, that's just too much information. God, man, he covered everything in there. And then it goes to the house, and I preached this one before. And he says, and then when you go into Canaan and you go into a house, maybe you're going to move into it. And he says, you see red and green streaks running down the wall. And then you've got to have the priest come in and scrape the wall and scrape it all down. Well, the more I see this, and, you know, there was a time where you just skip over it. But I'm going to tell you, I'm enjoying it now, because every time I see something like that, I'm thinking, we got Jesus. Jesus scrapes us clean. Jesus spent all of his blood for us. We don't need two turtle doves. He says, now bring a lamb and bring a ram, but if you can't afford that, then just bring two turtle doves and two pigeons. That'll be enough. Jesus was the pigeon. He was the pigeon. He was the turtle dove. He was the lamb. He was the ram. He was the goat. He was the whole nine yards. And all of his, we don't need any hyssop. We don't need any red scarlet threads. He's just all of it for us. So this, Joshua was talking about to them about the law of Moses and that which they were reading. But we go over into the New Testament, and we could go over and over about renewing our minds by the Word of God. So I want to tell you this. I wanted to say, when we meditate, we not only read it, but then you should see it. Here I am talking to you about what I read this morning, that you should be thinking about it off and on all day. What you read in the morning will come back to you in the afternoon. You'll be driving in your car. Even if all you had time to do was read a paragraph out of the Psalms or Proverbs or Isaiah or anywhere, what you read, I promise you, by the word of the Lord, because the word is so alive and it is so living and it's so real, it will just come up in you. You're just driving in your car and you'll start thinking about that. Or you'll run on to somebody, not every day, and you'll be able to witness and give them that word, Brother BJ, and just spend it on them right there. Why? Because you're meditating day in the middle of the night. I got up about 4 o'clock this morning, went to my secret place and just sat down there a minute. And I meditated on what I got yesterday. Okay? So this word goes on and on. So Joshua, way back there, God said, oh, look, Joshua, you sweet young man, you're going to need a lot of help because Moses, my servant, is dead. And now you're responsible for these millions of people. And you're going to be taking them in. It's going to be a rough job. So you're going to have to bind this around your heart and you meditate on it. Okay. So I want you to go over to Proverbs. All right. Look at Proverbs 6:20. Look at Proverbs 6:20. So we're saying to meditate is more than just a devotion that we get in the morning. All right, Proverbs 6:20. My son, now that means us daughters too, you know. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. Look, and this is only speaking about the law of your mother and father. And however many of you remember when you were younger thinking, boy, I wish I could cut that rope loose. You know, cut it loose. He said, now don't you do that. Because especially in this day, man, that was the law of God, was the law of mama and daddy. Okay. And now we're talking about the law of God. He said, now you bind them continually upon your heart. Wrap your heart up in the law of your mom and dad. Wrap the law of God around your heart. Why? Why? Look at this. This is so powerful. Verse 22. For when you roam, that means you're just kind of feel like you're wandering around in life. It's not making much sense. And you're roaming. Remember the old cowboy song? Give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play. Okay, he said, Pastor, quit doing all the songs, okay? I can't help. Okay. I know when I go home, I think, boy, I wish I hadn't done that. That wouldn't have been very long, though. So he says, but when you roam and you're just kind of wandering around, they, meaning these words, will lead you. If you get this word in your heart, it doesn't even matter. Maybe you didn't even read that today. You read it 10 years ago, or your pastor told you, or you got it, you heard a Denny Hinn talk about it or something. Well, you still got it. But it says when you're roaming, that will come back to you to lead you. Look at number two here. And when you sleep, these words, the word of God, it will keep you, meaning it will guard you. It will just stand guard over you. Psalms 91 says, oh God, let him put his angels, give them charge over me. Give your angels charge over me. Oh yeah, when you sleep, these words will guard you. And look at this, and then when you wake, they will speak with you. You need a word. You don't know what word you need. You don't even know. We don't even know what we need. But you'll have some peace that will flow into you, and you're wondering, like, where did that come from? The word. The word. For the commandment is a lamp and a law a light. So we'll just stop there. So we roam around. We're all roamers. I mean, we just do, but it says he'll guide you. And when you sleep and you can't sleep, it says, well, don't worry about it because I'll just be there to guard you with my word. Because remember, he is the word. And when you're awake, I'll be your companion. We'll just talk about it. We'll go back and forth. You're not hearing him speak out loud with these ears. So I keep telling Gabby and the girls in VBS, make sure the children know that they can learn to hear God's voice in their heart. It will be an unction. It will be a premonition. It will be something that you just feel. So he keeps us. Let me read you something. My sister Lainey loves Tim Delina. You say, who is that? Well, he's the pastor of the Times Square Church in New York City. He took Dave Wilkerson's place. Here was something I saw written by him in the Revival Bible today. I see you back there. I should have sent this to have you guys put it on the screen. He says this, listen carefully. He says, if the word is just in your mind, you're going to just have an intellectual experience. Just be intellectual. But if the word is just in your mouth, as it was the old rabbis and that I saw in Israel not too long ago, it was in their mouth, well, you'll have a hypocrite. And if the word is just in your hands, you just have a Pharisee. But if the word is in your heart, you have a lover of Jesus, one who loves him, because not only do you love his house, you love his people, you love his word. And that's a lover of Jesus. Amen. So I want to say, though, I shouldn't have just said the rabbis, because not all the rabbis are like that, but if they're an Orthodox Jew and they don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, then they are a hypocrite, because they'll sit there and rock and read the Torah and just read it and read it, and that's all they're doing. They're just a Pharisee. So, you know, I don't want us to be that way, church. Let me tell you something. When I'm out of here, I don't want, even here, as long as I can help it, I pray that our church will never fall to this culture of this age. Amen? Please pray that we will never fall to the culture. And somebody come in and try to take us there and deceive us. No, as long as I'm here and you're here, we'll never give in to the culture of the age. Amen? You know, just like a fish lives in the water, you and I live in the kingdom of God. There's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of the world. There's the kingdom that you and I live in. Told you Sunday, we're not better than anybody. We're not worse than anybody. We're not below. We're not above anyone. We're just different. We live in a different kingdom. We're in a different world. You say, well, sometimes it doesn't feel like it. I know it. But I'll tell you one thing. Since we live in this kingdom, if we will do what the Lord gave me today and bind this word around our heart and get it around our spirit, then our spirit will be able to fight off what Satan comes against our flesh with. Because if we don't make our spirit strong and bind this word around our heart, and our flesh just takes over and does its own thing, does whatever it wants to do, selfish little flesh, our flesh is so selfish. It wants its own way. It wants to do its own thing. And as long as that happened, guess what it does? And I saw this years ago, and I used to show it, these three circles. The flesh will start way out here in this circle, and those darts will come in. Your nature will begin to move in, and it'll move in through your soul. And as it gets through your soul, if your flesh is strong, then it'll move right into your spirit, and it'll mess with you. And that's why we have so many Christians today that, you know, you work with people all along. They're like, well, I didn't know you was a Christian. Why? Because you've let everything come against you and into your spirit. But when your spirit has been fed and it's full of strength, as Joshua said, and you're encouraged, sometimes there's just not much. I mean, we can always be encouraged and just blessed, but there's things that come against God's people. I look at my brother, I look at Kathy, and some of the things some of you are going through, but you're here tonight, even Sandra. But you know what she's saying? I'm going to praise the Lord anyhow. I'm going to lift him up. Why? Because the Spirit is strong, and when the Spirit is strong, and the Word is wrapped around your heart, it's just wrapped around your heart, then that is strong, your heart, your spirit is strong, and it can fight off the things that come into the soul. It's our soul that gives us the problem. And so it'll fight through the soul, into the flesh, and thwart every one of those arrows that come against us from Satan. Amen? All right, I'll close here. How do we get transformed? You know Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And it says, do not conform to the world. When you conform to the world and you all at work, you have to really be careful because you're around the world all the time. There might be one or two saved people that you work with, and if you do, you're a blessed person. But the words they use, the swear words, all those things that can just get into you, and you're like, I don't swear, I don't cuss. Why did I say that? Why did I do that? Well, you're surrounded with this stuff, so you don't want to be conformed to the pattern of the world. To take on their character and take on what they are doing. Let me see if I... To be conformed to this world, listen, is to take on another's example. To conform to another's pattern of the world of this age, of this time. So, to have our mind transformed, to have our heart transformed, that's about as supernatural as it gets. And that's to be totally transfigured. But this is supernatural, amen? If it's Jesus, it's supernatural. These words are alive, they're sharp, they're powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. And the quicker we can use it to speak it, to read it, to get it in, it'll wrap itself around us, church. And when it wraps itself around us, we could be like Saul turned into another person. Amen. Would you stand with me tonight? May God transform our minds. Bind his words around our hearts that we might meditate in his word day and night. I know you don't have time to sit around and just read the word, but you know what I said. A cow will go and eat and it chews its cud over and over and over, and we won't get into all that, but you know, it just keeps chewing it. And that's what he's talking about. Just keep chewing that word that you got this morning or you'll get tonight. This word tonight. You need to just chew on some of the things you get on Sunday morning or off the TV, or just be careful what you listen to and make sure it's totally the word backs it up. Peter said, even if an angel comes to your house and gives you a different doctrine than what we did, he says, don't believe it. Okay. You know what? I felt this early. Why don't you have a seat? We're just going to do something different right now. I want us to practice what we just said. Rick, or whoever's back there, would you turn those lights all the way up? Do you all have something to write on? Could you get something to write on? Please just get something to write on and a pen. And maybe your phone. You can put it on your phone. So what I want you to do, just so you'll have it without anyone talking to you, go back to the book of Joshua. Sis, put that Joshua 1:8 up, 1:8 and 9. Put that up, and I want you to take a look at that. Just read it. Meditate on it a few minutes, but write it down. Make sure you are mark it in your Bible, but I don't want you to forget this. Don't forget this tomorrow. So write it some. Maybe you could write it in the front part of your Bible or the back part. And just put, I forget, well, just bind the word around my heart or tie the word around my heart. Tie the word around my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Let us just meditate that. Joshua 1:8. Just read that a couple times. If you have room, you might write down, meditate in it. See that third line up there? Meditate in it. All day and through the night. You always look for the things that follows that. It'll make you a good preacher, teacher. Where you see it says then what? Those three things. All right, let's go over to Proverbs. Write Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 through 22. Blow that somewhere. Write that verse 21. Bind them around your heart. You get that verse 22. Just put roam, sleep, or awake. Those three things. When you roam, it will lead you. When you sleep, it'll keep you. When you awake, it will speak to you. The word of God. Wrap this word around our hearts. Go to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Just write down Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12, 2. It says, don't conform, but you be changed, you be transformed. You're not just anybody, you're the man of God. You're not just anybody, you're the woman of God. So, no. Don't conform to anyone. Only be transformed. And how are we going to do that? By the renewing of our mind. It starts with our mind first. By the renewing of our mind. And we get that by the word. You say, I don't know what to do. Well, that's how you get the will of God right there. We just needed to take time to get that word wrapped around us. All right. Well, God bless you guys. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. Turn his beautiful countenance toward you. Give you peace in your mind and your heart and your home and your pocketbook and everything that pertains to you. Your marriage, your love, in Jesus' name, amen.